50 years after the Yom Kippur War in 1973, and a large-scale conflict is breaking out again. What factors have led to this?
To try to analyze why it's happening now, and is to understand that it should have been realized years ago, way before now, that something was eventually going to happen. It's very important to realize that the Palestinians have been pushed into areas that are minor areas, that are even less than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when the Oslo Accords were agreed on. They are much less the territory that could become a Palestinian state. That would make sense, at least. Besides the fact that the Israelis have done something else in the West Bank, they have built a lot of bypass roads, which allow the Israelis to go on one side of a road, and the Palestinians, through checkpoints, are able to get sometimes from one community to another, from one village to another village, from a city to a village, only going on these separate roads that are built for them, and which a lot of international organizations have defined as a apartheid system, which has divided the population and controls it.
What other parties are or will be involved now that these attacks have occurred? For instance, the Iranian government, who will be involved and why?
The Iranians are using, I don't want to say I agree with them, but they're using what their strength as a nation and as armed forces and whatever to try to damage Israel. They say they hate Israel. Okay, we're talking about the government in Tehran, that we want to eliminate Israel. So they finance Hamas, yes. They finance and give weapons to the people with Hezbollah in Lebanon. But I don't think this is obviously on the basis of logic, let's put it this way. I don't think they really want to be involved in this war. They know that Israel has the strongest army in the Middle East. They know, and not only the Middle East, they know that Israel has a lot of help from the Western world. They know that the United States is ready to bomb, as Hillary Clinton once said, to bomb the shit out of Iran. So everything is possible over there, and they know they don't want to get into that.
And does Israel consider Tehran as a threat?
Israel, on the other side, is afraid of a war with Tehran, because it knows that the first thing that is going to happen is that Hezbollah in Lebanon will respond by attacking Israel with so many. They're talking about something like 10,000 sophisticated missiles that are someplace in Lebanon. Lebanon is just is attached to Israel, as you know, and Tel Aviv would be, probably destroyed by Hezbollah before the Israeli Air Force is able to flatten Lebanon, which it promised to do, obviously. It said, if we are attacked from the north, we will attack back and immediately, in the first 5 minutes, try to flatten the country.
The international community is taking a firm stance in favor of Israel, as you just mentioned. The narrative seems incomplete. But what should we say so that people can really understand this conflict?
I think, first of all, it's very important, and this can be said in an intelligent way, and it's very obvious to a reader or even somebody who looks only at the images on television. It's say we are totally against Hamas and this horrible thing, let's call it a war, that has started. This rave party that was on in the south of Israel, in the middle of the desert, they went in and they found something like 260 bodies over there of not only Israelis, but others that had gone to this party and were having fun. And they massacred them. Why? It wasn't a war against Israel. That it was just a very stupid, brutal aggression. And we should be careful that nothing, we don't support anything, and that would, in a certain sense, would make us supporters of this military operation, let's call it this way, military operation by Hamas, because we support the Palestinian population. The Palestinian people are another thing.
In terms of military strength, the conflict is unbalanced. And so what can we expect if it will not come to a ceasefire in favor of peace talks?
Well, I've spoken to a lot of people in Israel the last couple of days. And one of the tragic but important, very important things that I've been hearing is that a lot of people are saying, let's give up on one of our main traditions, which was we have to get our people back. In other words, we have to bring back the hostages. Let's consider that we've already had so many people that have been killed over there. So let's give up on these hostages, but let's get rid of Hamas.
And now will Israel try to achieve its objective?
The Israelis will go into Gaza, probably. There will be a lot of dead people around. The Israelis have told the Palestinian population to leave, but there's obviously no place where the population, Palestinian population over there can go. So I think unless Egypt opens the border and says come, and it's flooded by refugees, which I don't want to say is a solution, but could be one of the objective, military objectives and political objectives of the Israelis today. Let's get rid of the Palestinians in Gaza by getting rid of Hamas.
What might happen if the Palestinians in the West Bank join this war?
So far in the West Bank and in Gaza and in Jerusalem, it seems that the situation is relatively calm. There have been people killed in different incidents, but they are at the moment the level that has been going on for the last year or 2 years in any case. If the Palestinian population in the West Bank gets into the fight somehow, there is, I would say, the danger, I won't say for sure, but there is the danger that the Israelis will take advantage and try to move the whole population out of the West Bank across the Jordan River into Jordan.
If the conflict doesn't stop and it expands, what other countries may be intervening and on which side?
I don't think that we will see a military advantage for any country to intervene on one side or the other. I think what could happen, though, and is very important and potentially dangerous for the whole stability of the region, is that the population in the population of most of the Arab states has been politically and socially suppressed over the years. They don't all agree at all with peace with Israel that has been signed by their leaders. They are close. They would like to see the Palestinians. They're their brothers, their sisters. They would like to see the Palestinians live in free in their own country, and that's not happening. So I think they might revolt, which is the big danger, in a country as big potentially and very strong militarily as Egypt. Because nobody in Egypt ever really agreed on the peace that Sadat signed with Begin and said now everything is okay. The people over there, I remember going many times to Cairo, And I would hear from, yes, it's a good thing. It's a very nice book. But this is supposed, we want to see the Palestinians free. The fact that we are at peace theoretically with Israel is a nice thing, but it hasn't solved the problem of the population of those millions of people that are our brothers across the Suez Canal, across whatever you have.